USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Monday at the White House, President Trump says we're moving in the right direction regarding coronavirus.
I can tell you on COVID or coronavirus or whatever you want to call it, plenty of names, tremendous progress is being made. I spoke with the governor of Texas where they've done a fantastic job, and he said they have had some outbreaks in prisons, and that's where their numbers went out. And
3 days after police shot and killed Rayshard Brooks in the parking lot of an Atlanta, Georgia Wendy's, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is calling for peaceful protests.
Burning down buildings will not get us change in the city, because if anything, it is going to erase the message, and it is going to eclipse what this is all about.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The $600 a week bonus payments made to some Americans laid off during the coronavirus pandemic will end as planned in July. That's according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. The Supreme Court deals the Trump administration a pair of defeats. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A historic win for the LGBT community and a defeat for the Trump administration. By a 6-3 ruling, the High Court said federal law prohibits workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. Chief Justice John Roberts and Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch ruled with the four liberals in the majority. And the court also rejected the Trump administration's bid to throw out a California immigrant sanctuary law that limits local police cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
And in financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow gained 157 points to finish the day at 25,763. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Police across the country have come under fire for the use of deadly chokeholds on suspects. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has the story.
Republican Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma said on ABC's This Week that there should be a national ban on chokeholds, the restraint police used when George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis.
Absolutely, we should have that. That is one of the things that we should have engaged in a long time ago. Many departments around the country have already banned chokeholds, and I think a lot of other departments are increasing that now. Some departments just didn't train for chokeholds and told their officers they can only do what they've been trained for.
A member of the Seattle City Council says a rebellion that's taken over a part of downtown Seattle is incredibly inspiring to the vast majority of American people. Kawisha Sawant is also bringing forward legislation that would ban the use of all chemical weapons and crowd control measures. All of this has former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee wondering where the adults are in Seattle.
The officials who are supposed to stay with a sense of order have allowed this to just degenerate into utter chaos. And so it's going to last as long as they're willing for it to last. Why don't they turn off the electricity, the water, the gas, and jam all of the communication signals coming in and out of there? When these people can't go on social media, when they can't call in for things by way of their iPhones, things come to a grind pretty quick.
Huckabee speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.